Yes, indeed, Oisin, in a real battling performance, you know, from 34th at one stage and at the 30, to 32, and in the final three, that's 5K, as opposed to the fact that he's a distance man, he's a 50K man, and he's good over the distance. It came good for him, and he came into 25th in the end. 33-31 is timed, 2:33-31, just outside his Irish record and indeed his personal best. And, you know, I would just have to put it in three words, a real battling performance. You know, very, very obviously a battling performance. And that's what you can expect from him. And from a man that was under pressure, for example, maybe over 5, 6K at one stage in the race, he didn't give an inch. And he fought to the end. And you have to be proud of him at the end of 25th in the world. A big, big performance from him once again. Over 35K on this occasion. And it's a new dip in the water for him, a new event for him, and a difficult event for him. But in my opinion, he handled himself extremely well, and very positive.
Yeah, what's next then for him off the back of this performance, Patsy? Because I know that you were worried about it at one stage dropping down from the 50 to 35K, but he stepped up now at the World Championships, top 25. What's next for Brendan?
Well, I mean, you've got to take a lot of confidence out of the fact that he can't compete at this level now. You're always worried that means at that level, at world level, when he would step down, and that maybe he would be exposed, you know, because of his lack of speed. And he knows himself, he just doesn't have that top-end speed. So, I mean, in the end, today, over 35K in hot, humid conditions, 34 degrees in the end up, you know, he did cope well, and he did prepare well, and he's still a live candidate as far as the sport and this event is concerned. So let's just see where it takes him.